Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Last Trend on the Left. It's Halloween, baby. It is spooky. Oh. It is spooky climax season. Climax of spooky season, not spooky climax season.
Spooky climax. Weird. It is. It is that too. That too.
Miles, you're Miles. I'm Jack, and we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat, sticking around because we were told
this is a trend episode.
What a trend episode with a third person. I was told he was going to be in a Halloween costume by super producer Anna Hosnier.
Dude, she pump faked the shit out of me. She says someone's going to be on the costume. I threw a wig on and an ethnically ambiguous t-shirt, and then to find out she knew how to fucking fool us. She said, and you better be dressed. And I was like, you're right.
Now I got to go look through the interactions that we have, but I'm pretty confident.
It's wholly possible that Anna, just, without you saying that, she goes, and Soren said this. She'd be like, watch these motherfuckers just to show up in a costume.
Yeah. It's Soren Bowie!
Hey, Soren!
Sorry, all that to say is Soren.
Just happy to be here.
The spookiest of days.
One of my favorite Halloween sound effects. It's so easy, so fun to do.
For sure.
Man, somebody the other day wrote on Twitter, they did the snoring sound effect as honk shoe, and I love it. I think about it all the time.
Honk shoe.
Yeah.
Honk shoe, me. Soren is dressed as Soren for Halloween, which is actually very appropriate.
Acclaimed television writer Soren.
Yes. I have a Green Goblin costume.
Put the mask on, Jack.
All right. So hold on one second. Let me.
Oh my God, Jack. What the fuck is that?
So this is the Green Goblin mask that came with my Green Goblin body sock. And I'll wear it in the episode photo, the selfie. If people want to go look on Instagram or Twitter to see what it, you can probably hear my lips being pressed down. So I assumed that there was some mechanism involved with this. It's just like one of those heads of a body sock. You know, if you've ever seen one of the people in the monochrome body sock thing where they're just all
green man
green or yeah. I assumed that there was something like they had a thinner material where the eyes go that helped you see through it. That appears not to be the case. I can't see anything.
It's clear to me that it's completely uniform in there because it's on crooked right now and you have no idea. So it means eye holes.
Are you a cyclops? The wild thing is you have it. Yeah. You have it so rotated, you look like a cyclops.
I have no way of knowing that.
It's okay. It's okay. You look fine. You look fine.
Anyways, I'm taking it off. Yeah. It's all right, it's contact. Spooky Thank season. You. We're about to go trick-or-treating. I'm going to go to my kid's school, do a little Halloween celebration. We're going to go trick-or-treating. So my wife is Spider-Man. I am Green Goblin. My other son is Batman. And then my other son, after my wife had ordered her Spider-Man costume, was like, I'm Spider-Man too. So we have two Spider-Men, and that's just how it's going to be. But it is the year that the Spider-Man with the multi-Spider-Men came out. So I think we can, or they can point at each other and it can be a meme costume, which are that's fun. Great. But what are we seeing out there in the Halloween, in the world? Oh, Halloween costumes. I don't know. I've seen it. There's a lot of like meme ones that work to varying effects. I think my favorite meme one is Nicole Kidman from the AMC intro. Like that would get me. Yeah, if I saw that in the wild, I would be going wild for it.
The thing I like is that when Kim Kardashian went to Tracee Ellis Ross' birthday party over the weekend, she went as Mystique from the X-Men, and Tracee Ellis Ross is like, this is just my 50th birthday, girl. This is not a costume party.
She showed up painstakingly painted, butt head to toe. not a costume
blued party. Up from the shoes up. And just, hey, you know, it happens. P. Diddy as the Joker was also really weird, too. Yeah. The other thing, the one thing I do want to point out is in Japan, we have this thing called Jimmy, like Halloween. Jimmy means like super normal, super dull, super like just boring, not exciting. And there's a tradition of just going as like really specific Jimmy, like moments, like normal shit from our lives. And I just want to go through a couple of them. This one is a woman holding like an ATM thing, and her costume is shop attendant trying really hard to look away as you enter your PIN number.
It's perfect.
It's really good.
Just holding it. Another one is left the apartment right at the same time as the next door neighbor and ran back inside to wait until they leave. It's just a guy waiting by a door listening. This is another one. Where is it? Oh, this is like super Japanese. It says next in line to offer incense at the funeral, but unsure of the custom. So trying to peek at the person in front. So like when you go to offer a thing, like there's a way where you're like do these like little pinches and hold them in front of your head and like throw this, like it's a whole process. And if you're rusty on your shit, you will be looking ahead. They're like, how many are they doing? How many? Okay. I'll be ready for that. And another one that's didn't really want anything from IKEA, but my friend insisted on driving us there. And it's a person with an IKEA bag, but just got like one little thing.
Just like a little stuffed animal.
Yeah. So I love just these hyper specific, you know, those Halloween costumes. So
Jimmy. Yeah. Those are dope.
Jimmy Hendrix.
All right. Well, let us know what your costumes were, what the best thing you saw was. We're about to get 1,000 trick-or-treaters at my house. So I'll come with my zeitgeist report. Soren, every year we get 1,000 trick-or-treaters and I make all my decisions about what's trending in popular culture based on what everyone shows up as.
You're like, guys, the Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate based on the costumes I saw tonight.
That's a good way to keep your finger on the pulse.
That's right.
Yeah.
The kids are the ones who are in touch.
Hey, I knew the Joker was going to be a big hit before. Well, I guess everyone knew the Joker was going to be a big hit. Yeah. Do you believe it?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the sequel might be a hit too. I don't know. I'm going out on a limb. All right. In the world of news, Lula won in Brazil. The world exhaled. Very big for climate, human rights. He defeated Bolsonaro, who was like openly a fascist. It was like a leftist populist leader versus a rightist populist fascist leader. And it was super fucking narrow. Probably not helped by the fact that Bolsonaro had a lot of pro-Bolsonaro police forces out, like trying to prevent people from getting to the polls in major cities where he was unpopular.
Yeah. I mean, they pulled it off. The one thing that's interesting is like all the reports that Bolsonaro just shut himself away like in a room after, didn't take any calls and like just turned off the lights, and people were like, what the fuck is going on in there?
Yeah.
Which doesn't make me confident.
No, I'm like, no.
What the fuck is he doing right now? Not talking to anybody because he hasn't conceded.
Yeah, everyone is just sitting back being like, he's going to pull a Trump, right? He's definitely going to pull a Trump. That kind of feels like that is what they're calling it, the Trump playbook. But
yeah, his supporters are crying, though, in the streets.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hate to see that. Hate to see that. Hate to see people on board with fascism crying, huh?
Yeah. All right. Julia Roberts, MLK, is trending. Yeah.
Did you see the clip?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay. So Julia Roberts, like in September, did a talk with Gayle King. And Gayle King clearly did her homework. Because like, I don't know, like, and you actually have a connection to, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King and the King family. And she was like, oh, yeah. That's true. And she's like, right? That like they paid for your hospital bill when you were born? So she's like, well, so what happened? So apparently her family was like unable to pay the hospital bill when she was born. And Coretta Scott King and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. paid for the bill. And they're like, so Gayle King's like, so what, was he just going by and like throwing cash out of the hospital or something? And it turns out that her mother, her family ran a drama school in Atlanta. And Coretta Scott King was trying to find a place for the kids to get into drama because they really wanted to. But because of racism, nobody was taking black children. But her mother did. And wow. Since then, they had a connection with the King family. So when it came to this moment, they were like, oh, yeah, we got you. That's how Julia Roberts
going with that.
I know exactly. Because at first it felt like this sounds like the most fucked up backwards privilege shit ever. It's like, and Dr. Martin Luther King paid my bills. I don't know why. Cool guy.
Even and as I'm the story progressed, where it was like,
cool guy.
She really wanted to get her kids in. And the only way to do that was to help pay for this baby.
Pay my bills. Right. No. So a kindness was done prior to that from her family. So I the first time I heard it, I was like, is this going to either be some weird shit like or going to make sense? And luckily, yes, as the story evolves, you're like, oh, I see what happened.
That's wild that that's not a thing that she has publicized before.
Yeah. I mean, part of me was like, what is she doing like with her activism? Like, is she paying it forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, maybe not. I don't know. A little murky there in the Wikipedia page under philanthropy. There was this other debate where they're like, well, you know, she could be doing it, giving anonymous donations.
Okay.
Like, because, you know, so-and-so gives anonymously too. I'm like, yeah, they'd give anonymously, quote unquote, but still tell people they do that. So their name might not be there, but it's known that they do that. So she could be, she could not be. All that to say, I got no problems with Julia Roberts, but glad to see that. You know, her family was doing something right.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. There is a new voodoo flavor of Mountain Dew. I have it here. I'm going to taste test it and I guess give you my guess. I don't know. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And so, Armani, you say what you just said
I
to
asked
the people?
It was embarrassing for you to go buy that Mountain
for
Dew.
For me to go buy Mountain Dew Voodoo? a national phenomenon?
Yeah.
Indubitably.
Indubitably, sir. No, I mean, it's something that I'm not embarrassed by. I don't think my wife feels super great when I'm drinking Dew at like a party where other people are having like white wine, but it's who I am.
Yeah, but you're on your journey.
Like a secret of the ooze green that
yeah,
it's the only thing it can be is Mountain Dew.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I like that the idea of people like, oh, we're drinking. What is that vulgar man drinking over there?
Hey, you knew I grew up in Kentucky when you married me, you know, like yeah, that Rocky IV right. scene.
Hey, I'm drinking it out of a wine glass to fit in. What the
Isn't
fuck?
That okay?
God,
it's classy
can't
that way.
Can't win.
And bubbles tickle my nose.
As you're smelling it, like, it's just fizzing as you spin the glass. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay, so he's opening the new Mountain Dew Voodoo, D-E-W. And I do want to say this is a prompt. On the website, it says, back by popular demand, it's back, blah, blah, blah. It says, the limited time unidentified new flavor will leave you screaming for an answer to what the flavor could be. And so they say, what's your guess? Are you screaming for an answer?
I'm not screaming, necessarily. My heart and soul are screaming for an answer.
Of course.
It's definitely challenging. So last year was Fruit Candy Chews, which is pretty vague. I think it's Starburst, basically, but they didn't want to officially like license Starburst or something. This year feels like it has notes of like ginger beer, also like kind of a fruitier finish. So I'm trying to think of like what that could be. That's like,
is there a burn to it? Is there that ginger burn?
No, it's like that's what it sends you down that direction that this might have a ginger beer burn, but then it has more of a fruity finish, which is interesting. Is that not what I saw coming?
So more ginger ale than ginger beer then.
What if it was just ginger ale? flavor?
They're like, these fucking idiots are so hopped up. They're so dew-brained. If we just change the color and put a weird label on it, they're going to be like, Ginger schnapps?
Yeah, we can convince people to drink ginger ale anywhere other than on a plane or when they're sick. Where it's a whole untapped market.
The fact that fruit candy was last year's is sending me down. It could be a fruit candy flavor, but I guess all Mountain Dews could be fruit candy, right? Like they all kind of taste like candy. That's for sure.
Well, there's also
like,
some citrusy adjacent.
Yeah. Is it reminiscent of anything? Is it like a, it's not like a breakfast cereal.
That's an interesting idea. Like maybe it's, yeah, like Fruity Pebbles or something.
Yeah.
On Twitter, people's guesses are Swedish fish.
Swedish fish. Wait, is that it?
Really?
That's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. It does taste a little Swedish fishy.
Another one said black cherry vanilla. Another person said it feels like it descends from the red, white, and blue bomb popsicle.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Like those are all, yeah. And I think
Sour
Swedish
Patch
fish
Kids is another one.
I couldn't tell if Fruit Candy Chews was sending me the direction of like chewy fruit candy, but I kept thinking of Twizzlers. But I was like, it's not Twizzlers because Twizzlers are like more of a dull sweetness, and this is like a little bit sharper and more kind of puckery sweetness.
Well, shout out Kayla Bailey on Twitter because she's like, I know a Swedish fish flavored soda when I taste one.
Yeah, and definitely a better execution of a Swedish fish. Highlighted like crossover if it is that, because the Swedish fish Oreos were one of the first things we ever reviewed on this podcast, and that was a problem.
This is just like we're seeing as I look at these tweets, like the last days of innocent Twitter. Like this black woman was one saying like, I know Swedish fish flavored soda when I taste one. This random white dude in the replies who's like, his avatar is like taking a photo, like real, like, yeah. And I'm a photographer. This guy's like, that's what I thought too. Had one yesterday. They don't follow each other. They were just cruising the hat. This dude was cruising the hashtag and picking her up.
Past
3 years like, from now, we're going to see their wedding pictures. And,
right.
Yeah.
If you've got that early taste, could it maybe be Sour Patch Kids? Because those have like a very Swedish fish.
It's more Swedish fish than Sour Patch Kids, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. But could you really, like, as a self-respecting company, PepsiCo, could you do Fruit Candy Chews and then Sour Patch Kids the next year?
No, but I am curious how they're going to like label it. If it is Swedish fish, what are they going to call it? Because they can't call it
Swedish. Right. Like if they don't
Scandinavian
call it
swimmers.
Fish.
We did red fruit chews this time.
Yeah. It's right. Probably not going to be that. I wonder if it is like a ginger beer type thing. But they wouldn't call it ginger beer,
it
right?
Really,
because that's kind of niche. So they would probably have to call it ginger ale, which would be so weird. This one's
this
Sprite.
Mystery flavor.
We did a Sprite this year.
What do you think? This is our take of Sprite.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, I just drank half a bottle of Mountain Dew and will be crashing like right when my kids are hitting their sugar.
Dude,
burst.
All right, hurry up. We got to get through the stories before you crash, dude.
Yeah, it's really a clock. Miles knows it's a very short countdown. Yeah. You
and
got
I don't
20
want your
seconds.
Kids to have it. Yeah, I don't want to have another bunk Halloween where you have another Dew crash.
All right, affirmative action trending. Because enough right-wing donors have invested in making this a case that the Supreme Court thinks they need to
because it's reverse racism, tell you. Looks like they're set to gut this, you know, massively successful social policy. And like you said, enough backing from donors that it made its way to the Supreme Court. The argument that's being made, there's a couple, but one of them is that it's negatively impacting AAPI students, which there is an argument for that, absolutely. But the lack of space to enroll those students isn't because of like black kids or brown kids in affirmative action. It's the wacky admissions policies of places like fucking Harvard that keep thousands of spots open for ALDCs. ALDCs are athletes, legacies, people on the dean's list, and then children of faculty. They make about 5% of applicants, but 30% of the admitted class.
Miles, how'd they get on the dean's list? It must be through academic achievement. Let me just look this up. Oh, no, it's
some
actually,
money up.
It's actually frequently on there because of family donations.
Yeah. So, it's just wild to see this happening. But yeah, like the other thing with Harvard, the admissions rate is about 45% compared to the normal rate of less than 5%. That's for
the ALDS. Yeah, yeah. The
ALDS too.
Yeah.
Oh,
ALDCs.
Wait, why is that? You can just be like legacy? Like it's just nepotism is like the best reason you get to go to college?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's straight up. Like they don't even, like I guess they created a fun acronym that makes it sound like something else. But yeah, it's just legacy. It's just legacy.
Yeah.
Athletes, it's, legacies, those on the dean's list because their family gave a bunch of money, and then children of the faculty. So those ALDCs constitute 5% of applicants, 30% of the admitted class.
Just ruminate on that. And again, while they like completely hijacked a group of people who are like raising a real concern about like the wacky admissions problems that exist in schools that exacerbate, you know, inequality and things like that. And they're like, you know what, let's go really narrow, use this case to blow the whole thing up. And it's just a really, again, like everything we're seeing through the Supreme Court, it's not because of one aggrieved person taking a stand. It's because of a just a massive operation of people who are like, nope, trying to make sure everyone's in as much pain as we can sanction legally as possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, October 31st, 2022. Ooh. Happy Halloween, everybody. Soren Bowie, thank you so much for joining us. The rare so guest on a trending. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Soren_LTD. You can follow our podcast that I do with Daniel O'Brien at Quick Question with Soren and Daniel. You should also just watch American Dad.
Yeah. Amazing. All right, that's going to do it for us. Back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Yep. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot.
Get that bivalent, fam.
Flu season is out here. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.